The thing they have in common, they're both second-year players.
Yep.
They're both second-year pros. They're both guys who I think are very, very talented and very, very much a big part of the Packers' success. Their best games, invariably, Tucker Kraft and or Jaden Reed step forward somehow, some way, and then the rest falls into place. And who are the two guys, Matt, if I had to ask you, that are best suited and most in a position to be really critical to melding run and pass in the offense? Josh Jacobs, the run game and the pass game. Well, it's Tucker Kraft, I think, with his run blocking and the passing, because he can catch it and block. And Jaden Reed, who runs it and catches it.
Yep.
Those are the two bridges to get that thing solidified that LaFleur's got a key on. You got it. You know you're going to have Jacobs. And I think he's looking at it kind of, this is just a guess, but starting, okay, the offense is going to run through Josh Jacobs, but that doesn't mean you start every discussion with, okay, Josh is going to do A, B, and C, and now what do we do?
Right.
I think it's the other way. And I think, again, the tight end and the I hate gadget guy, but the slot receiver, those two talented players have got to be big in the postseason for him to have a chance.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I 100% agree. And I hope there's a few more packages for them, especially Jaden Reed. I mean, Tucker Kraft needs to be involved a whole lot more. I mean, how many catches did he have against Minnesota? And
I was actually
appalled because they were leaving him wide open in the middle of the field. Minnesota was, or they had him in zone coverage. I was actually appalled that he wasn't getting the ball more. Jaden Reed, I can't explain what they do with him and why they're doing it. Maybe it is the drops this year, and so getting the ball in his hands from the backfield seems to be the best option. I'm not really sure what the thought process is. Maybe the lack of repetitions for Jaden Reed has really affected the drops. I don't really know. But
I'll tell you one thing, Maddie, that is really hard for some receivers. When you're only targeted three or four.
Right?
You better make the most of those attempts. And I think that is something that people don't think about. You go a quarter and a half and never get targeted. And now on third and six, big play, you got them. And I know they're paid, and that's what they do. But I got to tell you, if you're a high-volume Davante Adams, you're getting targeted 12 times. Easier for you to get in the rhythm.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I don't think Robert Ferguson, they said that was one of the problems of ex-Packer receiver years ago.
Sure.
A&M, he'd get targeted 20 times a game. They said, what a bull. A guy's amazing. And he comes to Green Bay, and you don't get that.
Yeah.
And he's having drops. And they say, well, the concentration, the hands, what's the problem? Well, that partly.
It's hard to be in rhythm when you don't have a ball coming your way hardly ever. I mean, I can't even imagine how hard that is to. And then the focus too, especially when you're all of a sudden not the first look, and then all of a sudden Jordan Love's going through his progressions, and now you're the second, third, maybe fourth look if he's got that much time.
Has to happen in that, Maddie? The receiver and the quarterback both, but especially the receiver, I think, have to sense the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, you have the play called, you come to the line, and I know I'm the second option or second read or whatever. Okay, fine. But when you see the matchup, they're in, who's lined up across from this guy and that guy in that moment, which is a hard thing to do, they got to be able to sense the big moment. Like Jaden Reed should have understood that slant pass he dropped, that's a big play, and it's probably coming to him. Whether it does or not, whether he's been thrown to or not all day long. You know what I mean?
And the
best team sense that moment, I think, and they hit on it. Because you only get so many chances.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Quickly, before we run out of time here, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the Packers' defense against this Bears' offense. We know that Caleb Williams has been using his legs a little bit more over the last few weeks. Seems to be what he does to keep drives alive. I know they've been trying to get their really good young receiver core. You got DJ Moore out there. Heck, what more could you ask for, honestly? Packers fans would die if they had a DJ Moore type on this roster. I think right now, and that's saying a lot because this is a good young receiving core, right? But you got him out there, you got Keenan Allen out there. So what does this Packers defense do on Sunday to slow down Caleb Williams, maybe get home to the quarterback a few times? Jeff Hafley alluded to yesterday the fact that, you know, there might be some special packages coming for our guy Edgerrin Cooper. So what do they do with this Bears offense, who's still trying to find their way in the league on the last game of the season?
Well, you know, Matt LaFleur had said it was before the Seattle game, the Lions game, the Vikings game. We need this game. We need to have this game, this challenge on the road, and do all that. Well, in vastly different ways, the Packers can use this game Sunday.
Yeah.
They don't need this game. They don't need to win it. They don't need to prove anything, I don't think. But they need it in terms of how are you going to use it? Are we going to be disciplined and defend Caleb
yes.
Williams and his legs like we would a Jalen Hurts in the first round of the playoffs?
Right.
Will we be able to stop their lead back, use a spy perhaps to dust off some of the things we may do with Edgerrin Cooper against Saquon Barkley
yep.
this week? And be a little subtle about it, but kind of get that whole ball rolling leading into the playoffs. So I think the rotation on pass rush, who's next to who and where
yep.
and when, those things buttoned up a little bit. Zane Anderson working around the workaround now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we don't know with him.
Right.
But I am, if Quay Walker can get back up to speed, and I don't, can't believe I'm saying it, but I'm saying it a lot because of Edgerrin Cooper. You know, the two guys that they have blitzed the most this season, Halfley Ascent, are Cooper and Walker.
Yeah.
They have not been on the field at the same time as
no.
much as you'd like.
No.
And my way of thinking with the Eagles to try to really get inside Hurts' head, you can send them both if
yeah.
Walker, you know, because right
yeah.
now, if you're blitzing McDuffie or even Eric Wilson to a degree, you're sending a pretty slow-footed linebacker.
Yeah, against Jalen Hurts or in this week's
yeah, exactly.
case,
I mean,
Caleb Williams.
He's not going to track him down.
Right.
And he's, yeah, it's just
yeah.
so. I think that is another dimension that gives you some hope.
Yeah,
and maybe again with Sean Gary, we'll come to life a little bit.
Yeah,
like
hopefully. I mean,
matchup,
maybe
know.
This is the time of the year where the pass rush comes to life a little bit. Maybe Jeff Halfley's had a secret pass rush package that he's been working on that we don't know anything about either
yeah.
and will be unveiled soon. Let's hope anyway, right?
Oh, yeah, and you know, Carrington Valentine and Eric Stokes, they need as many snaps as they can.
Yes, I was just going to say. Because
I'd play all day there.
Yeah, because they're going to be the guys now going into the playoff scenario. And the way things shake out right now, the Packers, because the Commanders won last weekend, are actually the seventh seed. Now they have to win. In order to pick up the sixth seed, the way I understand it, you correct me if I'm wrong, they would have to defeat the Bears and the Commanders would have to lose to the Cowboys this weekend too. Is that correct? In order to move up from 7 to 6?
That is absolutely correct, and they play at the same time. And we were discussing this on the show, and it's interesting because you talk about Jordan Love was asked yesterday, you know, scoreboard watching.
Yeah.
Players play, coaches coach, and that's the
sure.
way it is. He's, you know, if he takes a peek later on, but I highly doubt it. What I guarantee they do have, because the coach will say, we don't scoreboard watching that. Well,
right.
he may not be, but you know what? They've had the discussion we're having right now, and I guarantee
yeah.
you that there is somebody on his staff who is tasked with,
mm-hmm.
you got to stay on top of Cowboys Commanders, and
yep.
at the moment when it's looking like Cowboys, they're not going to pull off any upset.
Right.
We want to know so we can start really taking a serious look at our snap counts going
right.
forward.
Yeah, absolutely, because the first round of playoffs would be traveling to Philadelphia against, as we just mentioned, Jalen Hurts and that high-octane Eagles offense and defense. And boy, oh boy, it'd be like
sure.
rematch from week one.
If the Commanders are having a bad day and the Cowboys are looking great, which I don't foresee, who would? But if that was to happen, you know, then I think you're kind of obligated.
Yeah.
I don't know if it matters because really the Rams, the Bucks, the Eagles, the
they're
whole,
all very. You're in
yeah,
the playoffs. It's all of it. It's all. I mean, it basically the season starts over, right? I mean, it doesn't really matter how you got there at that point. You're there and you it's win or go home. Now, the interesting part about the whole this whole week to me is that this might be the first time in a Bears-Packers rivalry that people are kind of like, eh. I mean, do you know what I'm saying? Like the anticipation
oh, I know, totally.
Just isn't there because everybody's already looking on to playoffs. And to me, that can get dangerous, though, because if that's where I don't think that's where the team is focused. I think that's where fans are focused. But at the same time, I feel like that's a dangerous game to play as well, you know, because you want to focus on the opponent right now because this is the NFL. It takes one weird thing to happen and you can have an upset. And again, for the Packers, it wouldn't really matter. But, you know, if it comes down to some freak thing happening where the Cowboys could beat the Commanders and you can jump up and you don't have to travel to Philly round one, you know, that might be something that they want to look towards. I have no idea. But,
you know, win or lose, performance matters, I guess, Sunday for me. But, again,
yeah.
if they perform the way they should, they're
right.
going to win. And that won't
exactly.
be a problem. And those starters are going to be sitting for the most part. On the other half, they play poorly, Maddie. And we talked about this, too. We're hitting all the notes. If they play poorly, people might wonder, should we have played this? If they play poorly, then how would you expect them to play much better in the next week?
Right. That's what I was just going to say.
Then I would just, you know, take it for what it is, folks, and cross your fingers, have a great party game day, and let her roll.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I think that's the thing, too. And I think that's what was so disappointing about the second Lions and the second Vikings game is the fact that they didn't even look as crisp the second time around as they did the first time around against those teams, right? Like, there was more life in the first go-around against those NFC opponents.
Both the coordinator and head coach for the Packers got out coached. They were 0-4.
Yes, right, exactly. So I'm kind of hoping that they bring their A game because, to me, going into the playoffs, as you alluded to, you want a dominant win, right? This is a team that you should be able to dominate, and I don't say that lightly, Bears fans. I don't. I mean, you've watched your own team play this year. This is a team that the Packers should be able to dominate, especially at home, getting ready for the playoffs. And if they come out kind of what do we expect 1 week later?
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah.
So let's hope for a dominant win. Now, with that being said, any score predictions for this particular week?
Ooh, 27-13, if anyone cares. I don't know how the Bears are going to score 13, but...
Well, they might. I mean, it might be garbage time. The second stringers might be out there. You never know. I'm kind of in the same ballpark. Max and I were talking about it this week, and he's like, is there an infinity to nothing? And I said, that's not very nice. But no, I'm in the same ballpark, probably around 27-13. And again, let's hope for a commanding performance from the Green Bay Packers. That's what you want to see as they get ready for playoffs. And maybe, you know, like they were doing against the Saints, some of those new unscouted things that Matt LaFleur really wants to play with or toy with or maybe get perfected before we head into the playoffs as well would be kind of fun to see them try. And maybe the pass rush. Jeff Hafley, if you're listening, pass rush. Rashawn Gary, you know what to do. So hopefully we have some of that on Sunday too.
You know what to do, Rashawn. Start doing it.
This is your moment kind of thing.
Yes.
I am actually going to be out of town for the next week. So you and Dave Grant will be talking about this game on Monday morning. And you and him will also have the preview to whoever happens to be the playoff opponent. At this point, looking like it will be the Philadelphia Eagles. Even if the Packers win, and you got to remember, then it all hinges on the Commanders-Cowboys game. So if you're a big football fan, be watching those scores on Sunday as much as the Packers back room probably will be watching too.
It'll be great, Maddie. And Saturday, Sunday, or Monday night.
Yeah.
Any of those possibilities for that wild card round. So we could be doing our thing Tuesday the day after.
Yeah, absolutely. So with that being said, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We will talk to you again in about a week or so. We'll depending on when they decide the Packers are going to play in the wild card round. And remember, hanging with Havel here on Max FM is brought to you by Tricor Insurance.
Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to thank everyone for another incredible season. As the farm closes its doors for the year, they'd like to express their gratitude for your support and remind you how much they value being a part of your traditions. From everyone at Oakwood Fruit Farm, happy holidays. They look forward to welcoming you back next fall for more fresh fruit, family fun, and wonderful memories. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every season brings something special. See you next year.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
I'm a fool. These times I spent, I've realized, in the shoe through. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant back with you. I hope everyone's having a great Friday morning. Hey, that weekend is in sight. Here is Phil Collins on Max FM.
maximum music. Max FM.
More
99.7 Max FM.
Ask yourself this question: do you want to be rich?
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to keep our text line handy. That number is 608-355-9970. Get those song requests ready now for Saturdays at the 60s and 70s with Kevin Kellogg. Here is Prince on Max FM.
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways. I don't want you mad. It's the other kind of person that believes in making out once. Love them and leave them fast. Guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little man, call me. Baby, much too fast. Little man, call me. You need a love. Close my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. Try to tame you in a red love machine.
Yeah.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday morning. Here is how you can shop local and say big at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Our big deals of the day are back. We have the perfect one to get your new year started. We have half off a $40 certificate to Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness. Today only, that certificate is just $20. Remedy Me IV provides medical weight loss, IV hydration, vitamin injections, Botox, and an oxygen bar. There are also group events available. This $40 certificate is going towards IV hydration or vitamin injections. For more information about Remedy Me IV and this half-off certificate today and today only, go over to maxfmbigdeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by Community First Bank. And a look at weather on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Saturday, join the Friends of Mirror Lake State Park at the Winter Recreation and Picnic Area for a torch-lit hike or ski through the woods. They'll have an easy one-mile trail lit for hikers and snowshoers and another easy one-mile trail for skiers. Sleds are allowed on the hiking and snowshoeing trail. When you are not on the trails, you can enjoy some goodies and hot chocolate provided by the Friends and stay warm around roaring bonfires. This event is free, but you will need a state park sticker to enter the park. You can find all the details at friendsofmirrorlake.org. Again, this event is on Saturday from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. It's a candlelight ski, hike, and snowshoe event at Mirror Lake State Park. And after the holiday break, it's a great week of events at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library. Coming up on Monday, January 6th, it's an opportunity to read with Cookie, the registered therapy dog. Each reader will have 10 minutes to read a story with the sweet furry pal. All readers must be accompanied by an adult to participate in this event. That will be on Monday the 6th from 6 until 7 p.m. They'll also then have their Lullaby Club event on Tuesday, Story Tots Picture Book Party on January 8th, and the Improv Lab will have their Improv Show. That's going to be on Thursday the 9th from 6 until 7:30 p.m. Check out their website for all the details and future events.
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways, California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A little breezy this morning, partly cloudy and cold today. We'll get to 17 for a high, but the wind northwest to 10 to 20 is going to keep that wind chill factor hovering either side of zero all day long. Tonight, mostly clear, 3 above tomorrow, sunshine, high of 16. Stop paying too much for health insurance. Call this number for better rates and coverage, 800-693-9308, 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Friday morning. Don't forget, you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can ask your smart device to play Max FM Bear Boot, or better yet, download the free Synth Media app on your mobile device. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max Mouse to stream us with you wherever you're at. You can also text us from the app. Here's Tears for Fears on Max FM.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
Boys kiss me. a material world.
Some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday morning. As of the first of the year, the City of Baraboo has a shared ride taxi program change. The City of Baraboo has selected Running Inc. to manage the city's shared ride taxi program. Running Inc. will have a local presence at 201 8th Avenue in Baraboo to assist the ridership and house the motor vehicles. Justin and Amanda Running will manage all operational segments of the door-to-door demand response taxi service, including dispatching, driving, vehicle maintenance, record keeping, and accounting. To schedule rides, the same phone number is used, 608-356-8300. The operating hours are weekdays and weekends from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Holidays are 11:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. These include Easter, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, and New Year's Day. For those coupons that were purchased in 2024, they must be used by March 31st, 2025. Punch cards can be purchased at Running Inc. Administrative Offices at 201 8th Avenue in Baraboo, Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Fridays from 8 a.m. to noon, or daily from the drivers. Coming up, our 50-minute music hour continues with Naked Eyes on Max FM.
Some things are worth waiting for. The cable guy isn't one of them. U.S. Cellular's home internet is so simple to install, you can do it yourself. Fast 5G home internet for $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. No waiting, no appointment windows, just home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. By far the best deal for home internet. Plus, for a limited time, get a free router. Visit your local U.S. Cellular agent in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Celebrate the new year with confidence and book a photo shoot with Purple Lotus Studio. This downtown Baraboo photo studio specializes in capturing images that reflect your true beauty. The team at Purple Lotus Studio can get you glammed up for your portrait experience with professional makeup and hair services, an extensive client closet, and posing guidance throughout your experience. Schedule your photo shoot to boost your confidence and let your true beauty shine. Go to purplelotus.studio for a virtual tour and to book your photo shoot today.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness in Sauk City. Get ready for a healthy new you in the new year. IV therapy can supercharge your energy levels, improve dehydration, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Remedy Me IV provides medical weight loss, IV hydration, and vitamin injections, and an oxygen bar. They are available for group events as well. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZQL, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZQL Nights. Explore our products at ZQL.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Maximum hits.
Along the city streets you used to walk along with me.
take reminds me of just how we used to be. How can I forget you, girl?
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.